Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Gene. Gene is the Director of Human Resource at Chegg. Gene, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, thank you.
So Gene, being almost 20 years into HR, human resource, and 3 years at Chegg, can you share a more elaborative description of yours, what you've been up to?
Yes, I feel fortunate to spend a lot of time here in Silicon Valley. I have worked with large, medium, and small-sized companies. I have worked internally as well as an external consultant. So I feel like I have a pretty good sense of what's happening in the Valley.
Got it. 3 years at Chegg, how's the journey been so far?
Oh, it is never a dull moment. I feel like I have a great job. I am the HR business leader for learning services. And that is just, we're breaking through a new space, lots of challenges, and a lot of committed people to our mission. So my team and I serve that business. It's the largest one.
Got it. Makes sense. Yeah. So just trying to keep the conversation relevant towards today's time, last 12 to 14 months have been interesting. They've affected millions and millions of lives. Right. And everyone was forced to work from home. Right. So being the director of HR, especially of Chegg, having more than 1,000 employees, you would have also gone through multiple learning curves of managing teams remotely and things like those. Right. So let's start off with Zoom fatigue or calling fatigue and, mental health, those kind of things started coming up around July last year. That is when everyone started talking about it, especially individuals working out of big cities like New York, San Francisco, where spaces are limited, the apartment sizes are limited. So did you face those kind of or notice those kind of challenges with your fellow colleagues, and what kind of steps and measures did you start taking out?
Absolutely. I think we all did, right? You saw the Stanford study recently that says it's a real thing. And so we acknowledge it. As I said, we feel it ourselves. And we did a number of things. We encourage self-care. Chegg is externally student first, but internally we are all about supporting our employees in real meaningful ways. It's not just lip service. And so we encourage self-care. We increased our benefits for the stresses people might be under, right? That would have been enormous, or their family members, from, increased mental health benefits to virtual physical exercise. We got some fabulous entertainment sessions with a 5-star chef, hands-on cooking lesson. AMAs with people like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. And so I think that all the caring, from the ergonomic benefit, equipment benefit, to the sensitivity to what everybody was going through, and doing what we could in our communities, right? We made donations to, the Food Harvest Bank, and other agencies that were serving people that were getting hit really hard. We felt fortunate that the one thing, we've been serving students, and our business actually increased with the move to go online. So we were enormously sad for the world, but we were focused on our mission. And I think everybody was really grateful, and so really worked through the fatigue and the challenges in many different ways.
All right, makes sense. So then, moving, building culture, especially, September is the new hiring season, with the new staff members, new colleagues joining in. Every big company has a rolling recruitment cycle, right? So companies have been about culture, it's been the culture, the feeling, the ownership of the brand and everything, right?
Yes.
So building that over Zoom, any top three pieces of advice or challenges you want to talk about?
Yeah, it was a challenge at first, right? We were part of our culture is this, vibrant office environment with very cool things happening, lots of great energy. And so we quickly shifted to paying attention to that from events where we would have people receive swag during them, whether it was a Chegg t-shirt, which people love swag, or some certain food goodies that different countries might enjoy, to building our redoing our onboarding program, basically, and putting extra emphasis on the fabulous culture and brand we have, so that it was, you couldn't feel it as much, but you started to feel it electronically, and you started to get a real understanding of what it was all about.
Got it. Makes sense. So another shift or a pattern that we've seen, especially with companies, has that, with the pandemic, their appetite for remote hiring across different time zones has increased. Previously it used to be around, okay, if our offices are located on the East Shore or the West Coast, we'll just stick with those two coasts, right? Then we started seeing, going central, then, even Latin America, then even in Eastern Europe, So has Chegg adopted that kind of like policies as well or not? If yes, what challenges you faced initially of managing teams working in multiple time zones and how to overcome them?
Sure. We've had multiple time zones for a while. So we were pretty good. We've gotten a lot better. And in fact, we've learned so much through this last period that has been a benefit. Because, for example, if you're going to have a global management meeting, you might plan it for once a year, right? Get the travel, people coming in and doing all that. And now you can create one all the time. And so this concern about, is it quite the same in, talking to you in the hallway? No, but are we making up for it by having, building our connections and having more, involvement with our global colleagues? Absolutely. So we acquired a company pre-pandemic that was 100% remote. So it's in the U.S. right now, but we've been open to that and supportive of that for quite a while. And I think it's the way to go, right? I mean, look at the diversity issues, the cost of living issues. There's all kinds of benefits.
Makes sense. Last question, from your own personal, what changes you've done in your own daily routine, right? So that help you go by the day to be, help you more saner, more productive, towards everything.
Personally, well, I think it's hard. I think we look back and we think, could we have exercised a little bit more during that period? So what I really try to do is be very disciplined. I have actually taken to blocking my calendar at certain times, because you can get in back-to-backs and that's just hard. It's too hard on people. And I support, the organizations I work in to do things like that. We make sure we have more effective meetings. Personally, I think self-care is hugely important. So whatever it is I do, I like to take walks. I like to take short breaks. I make sure, I'm eating really well and doing enough exercise, because I think this has been hard on everybody. And all those things are important to, keep your energy up and sustain your outlook.
So sorry, I said the last question, but I have a secret trick question for you as well. So.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I'll see if I have a secret answer. I'm going to tell,
So a majority of our listeners are young startup founders, seed stage or series A stage. So you've had an extensive experience on working with early stage companies as well as later stage companies. So what top two or three pieces of advice would you give to startup founders when it comes down to building their first team? What key things to look for or what to discuss, because usually you see the initial teams are built around friends, hiring outside the friend circle, those kind of things, what kind of, or maybe within the friend circle, what kind of advice would you give?
Okay, that's a pretty interesting one. Yes, my favorite little startup was in literally with four people in a basement, not a garage, a basement. So I think it's tricky. I actually think it's more legal advice than HR advice initially, and that is to make sure you've got some really good agreements, right? That you've got some very fair worked out agreements that you can, you know, change them later on, but to avoid any kind of disputes. And then, you know, call on your advisors to really, the advisors to a company want to help. And I often see that they don't get tapped. So I would say, you know, they're there for that. Absolutely. Tap into that wisdom and knowledge to get help. And then I said, don't wait too long before you get HR. So when I was doing a lot of external consulting, I would have to go into these companies that got a little farther along who gave the HR role to an office manager because they didn't really understand it. But HR has become very, obviously there's the important culture and how you treat people piece, but it's been very legalistic. Now there's a lot of legal requirements and the benefits are very complex. And so you want at least to have that as an advisor until you can afford somebody to help as well.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you, Jean. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Thank you very much. You as well.